Chris Smith, 2019 Anzac Commemorations in Darwin, 2GB 873.
From the top end of Australia on Anzac Day, and I'm sitting at a desk in the beer garden of the Hotel Darwin.
This really is a critical piece of Australian military history. It was when the war reached us on our own soil, on the 19th of February 1942, when the Japanese attacked Darwin.
They were able to attack with the element of surprise. They really cleaned us up a treat. They bombed the town, the wharf, the infrastructure, and they sunk 11 ships altogether, destroyed 30 aircraft, and killed 235 people.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
The biggest honour we can pay to our veterans is to serve those who are still with us by looking after their veterans and you're looking after their families and well, acknowledging their sacrifice.
World War II left a huge mark on Australia's history because the first time ever we were witnessing war at our doorstep. The bombing of Darwin will always be remembered as an event that shook us to the core, and there are signs and memorials everywhere around the city. One of these features is the World War II oil storage tunnels.
These tanks, and these were very easy targets. The Japanese took them out. They weren't here to do anything but to slow the American forces. And 20,000 tonnes of oil was gone in the day.
Marina Pryor.
I don't think people are that aware about the enormity of what happened here and how close Australia came to being in desperate trouble.
Gary Gallagher. He's the owner-operator of the Bombing of Darwin World War II Heritage Tours.
Frederick Womby. He stood on one of the oil tanks with his Enfield 303 single-shot rifles taking on the incoming Japanese plane. He hit the plane, the pilot knew it, and he force-landed his plane on Melville Island, and he was the first Japanese to be caught on Australian soil, Hajime Toyoshima.
The first POW.
Yes, and he was actually caught by the Tiwi Aboriginal, Matthias Olangara. So Matthias is the first Australian ever to catch an enemy in a wartime situation on Australian soil.
The last surviving bombardier, 98-year-old Brian Winspear.
We saw the planes arrive, and they started shooting, and then we heard the air raid siren going. Then the planes came over, they thought they were Americans coming to help us, so they didn't press the button until the Zero started shooting.
Until it was too late.